For our next part of this worship service, we're going to hear from two of our leaders. Alan Perry is the most recently former president of this congregation, and he's going to talk about the first part of 2018. And then following our anthem, our treasurer, Paul Moss, will talk about the second half of the year.
Good morning. When Justine asked me to do this, she said, I want the personal side, how it felt to you a year ago and where you were at. And I had to really think about that. And the more I reflected on it, the one word that kept coming back to me was, I was exhausted. At that point, I'd been president for 2.5 years. And when I sat down in that seat, we were nowhere near what you see before you today. This building was an idea. It was a dream. A renovation we wouldn't have imagined would have come out like this. We were still trying to figure out what to do with that old building. But by December, all these things were reality. They were no longer an if. They were a, this is going to happen. And I had spent that 2.5 year interval. Many of you may have not realized this. I was here on average 5 times a week, sometimes 7. Sometimes I was here all day. I was never here less than 3. And the reason for that was for you. I felt like I had to be there to reassure you, to answer your questions, to be able to say to you, it's going to be okay and this is going to work. By the way, I hate to say I told you so, but... So all these things were happening. And at the same time, for me, there was also a sense of incompleteness. Because all these things, the building, it wasn't quite done. We hadn't quite sold 739. We had a name change. We were Seaview in every sense except one. We didn't call ourselves that. We were still calling ourselves UCN. So all these things weren't complete. And I knew they wouldn't be complete until June. And I thought, but I'll still be president in June, so I will actually get to see all these things come to fruition in that 3-year period. I missed it by a week. So when she asked me to say what I saw during that last 6 months, I saw joy build in this congregation. I saw elation. I saw that glimmer of hope, all that fear that I had seen before for that 2.5 years, I saw that fade, and I saw people, I saw the light bulbs coming on, I saw people going, this is going to work. Well, you did it. And all I can say is thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Thank you for that music again, and Alan, thank you for that reflection, and thank you so much for all the work that you did holding the anxiety and making room for joy. I know that many people were involved, but thank you for serving. It has been quite a year, and now we're going to hear from our treasurer, Paul Moss, to talk about probably not the money stuff, though, nope. I said, you know, speak from the heart, and he said, you know, I live from my heart, so I think we'll be all set. Here's Paul.
Thank you, Justine. So when I was asked to do this, to talk about one event this year that was defining for me, and such a big part of my life, it was very hard to pin any one thing down. So much has happened in the last year to myself and to this whole congregation. It's been so amazing and transformative. I tried to think of one thing. What one thing could I talk about? And I found something. It's very... Okay, I'm sorry. This one thing can be very painful and discomforting. This is where you all say, oh my gosh, what is Paul going to talk about now? This is called greenbrier. Does anybody know what greenbrier is? It's a vine that grows all along the property here. And there used to be a lot more of it than what there is now. And when I first came to a work party out here, of course, I had long jeans on. It was warm, but I knew I'd be working in the brush, so long jeans, long sleeves on, gloves. However, Greenbrier doesn't care about that. It will poke you through a good pair of jeans and get into your skin. And for myself, I don't know if I'm like extra allergic to it, but I get these big red welts whenever Greenbrier touches me. So I was involved with many work parties out here, and we cleared a lot of Greenbrier, let me tell you. And there's still some left out there, so maybe we'll have to do some work parties here in the spring. But the thing about that experience is the camaraderie of the folks in this congregation, the people that came out to those work parties, the time, talent, and treasure that has been given by all of you to build this magnificent space. And a space that's still building. We're going to have a social hall right to my right here someday that we'll have a little more room to talk and socialize after the service. So this community is growing, and it's been such an amazing experience to be a part of all of it in the last year, including the removal of the Greenbrier. And so grateful to be a part of it, and so grateful for all of you. Thank you.